from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
As we start the week, kids just know that the secret word on Monday is...
Cold!
Cold! At least it was this weekend, my guys. Oh, Monica, poor Antoine. He had to work at the Salem Red Sox.
I was outside all weekend.
He looked like that's the cold miser person there and the Christmas thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With the frozen nose and everything.
Just shivering.
Huh. Chilly.
Just shivering the entire time.
I think he's wearing a bright yellow shirt today just to try to feel like he's on fire. Like,
and it was always, it was like slight annoyance at the games because, you know, people being helpful, people making conversation. But I just got so tired of somebody walking by me and being like, "You need gloves." Yes, I know. I know I need gloves and earmuffs. Yep. It's the North Pole out here today.
You know, that's one of those comments, too, where it's like when someone says, "You look tired." What? I mean, what is the response to that?
Can you help me?
They don't know what to say. Yeah, because I've worked events before where someone said, "Oh, my gosh, you look so cold." I'm like, "I am." Mm. And then I worked at an event where someone said, "You look so cold," and they felt so bad for me. They went into Target and they purchased gloves.
That's right.
And,
they gave you gloves.
Yeah, they purchased new, like, you know, winter gear. Because, I mean, I was outside shivering.
Man, well, you almost, yes, Antoine.
None of those people were at the Salem Red Sox.
No, they were not. They were not
just
giving
you gloves. Just want to point that out.
What about, was it Muggsy? Can he give you a suit?
I know. Can't Muggsy lend you a paw?
I know. Give me a paw, Muggs.
Man. Yeah. You know, Monica, you almost feel like in that situation when they buy you those gloves, you feel obligated to cut the fingertips off immediately so you can be like at a burning trash can like a hobo.
Spare change.
Please, sir. Can I have some more? Thank you very much.
Well, you did survive, but man, it was.
I'm so cold.
Yeah.
What a ripoff of a weekend.
Rough.
I'll tell you what. I had a fireplace going last night.
What?
I mean, it was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, what?
But yeah,
weren't you cold?
Yeah, it was cold, but yeah, when you hear fireplace, you're like, "Oh, we're in spring," and it was just like 80 degrees the other day. And
you can hear that we're in spring. We didn't feel like we were in spring.
No.
It was chilly.
Yeah, it was.
I am jealous.
I'm always very impressed. I mean, Antoine, he's working the Salem Red Sox game on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And you know me, big fan of the Salem Red Sox. Go all the time.
Yes.
I like everybody over there. I think it's great to support. I think anyone who went on Saturday is a fool. Like, why would you willingly go to that game? I don't understand.
Yeah, like, we were standing there because it was delay because it was raining and stuff, so it was wet and cold.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the GM. We're like standing. We're like, "You know what? God bless these people. We appreciate them so much as each one's walking through the gate." Like, that's what you call loyalty. That is fandom right there.
Uh-huh.
I said, "There ain't a ticket price in the world that would have caused me to leave my house today."
Antoine, if you called me on Saturday and said, "Zach, I'll give you $20 to come to the Red Sox game," I'd be like, "New phone, who does?"
It's like that. But they still showed up. That's good.
It's still, like, shout out to them.
I know, because never in my life on Saturday would I think to myself, "Honey, it is freezing cold and damp out.
Yeah.
Let's go to a baseball game.
Let's go sit outside. Yeah. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. So props to them.
Yeah.
They're the true fans.
They deserve something nice.
Yeah.
From somebody else.
They ain't gonna be me because they did, because none of them brought me gloves.
That is true.
They deserve nothing from me.
Yes. I have to imagine that ice cold, I believe Dippin' Dot sales was low.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, we got some free ice cream. I bet you do.
Yeah. It's closed for the day.
Yep. And I think you buy something on Facebook Marketplace. You get whatever it is you get.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
You said no refunds, right? No refunds.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay, if you want refunds, you can buy stuff from a place called the store.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Refunds. It's Facebook Marketplace.
Uh-huh. Do
you trust anybody on Facebook?
Yes.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
You know, yes, sir is not really.
I know.
Like,
that's a rating endorsement right there.
On Facebook Marketplace and it was all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say you sold a couple
things? I sold a couple
things. Of course. Okay. Yeah. See, this is who you're buying from.
Yes.
Let the buyer
it was
beware.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But this girl, she purchased a couch. And she said, "Okay, well, this couch would usually sell for like $3,000 online. Like,
because
it's really big. It's really nice." Like, oh my gosh, it's on sale on Facebook Marketplace for $570.
I wonder why.
Uh-huh. But she, and so she gets this couch and she's like, "All right, well, there's a couple stains. I'll knock that out. It's good to go." And she's like, "But, you know, already purchased. Let me ask the history of this couch. Like, why are you selling it for so cheap, you know, for nothing?" Well, it was used for those parties. All the pineapples at the door.
All the pineapples at the door.
Like mashed and potato party.
All the pineapples.
Yeah, so she's already purchased it. It's for her new apartment. Well, I mean, do you keep it?
She gets what she deserves. Oh. I don't know. I don't know if she keeps it, but she didn't ask the questions before purchasing it.
Exactly.
That's her fault.
Right. Hey, why is this couch so cheap and have a bunch of stains on it? See, I don't need, Antoine, I don't even need to ask anybody else that. I don't even need to see a picture of the couch.
Nope.
If I've done those two things, I feel like I'm good.
Yeah,
it's one of those, all set.
Those big round couches. I mean, the couch is really cute.
Yeah.
But then when you hear, you know, what happened on the
couch.
Do
you think there's anybody that was just trolling around in a Facebook marketplace like, oh, I remember that couch.
Yeah.
We went to that couch. That was a good couch.
Yeah, right, you got to be careful what you purchase. Ask the question.
Yeah, you got to ask all those questions before you make an online purchase.
Right. Yeah.
Not from a store.
Yeah, so yes, no returns. That is a no return
absolutely
policy
not.
On that one. All sales final. Mm-hmm. I think you can write
so.
That. I believe everything. If you're buying something online from somebody random, whether it's Craigslist, Facebook, or whatever, all sales final.
That's
yes.
It. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And ask yourself, why is this couch so cheap? You just got your answer.
You better stop the money before it makes it to my account.
Now, we'll be fair.
It's not coming out.
I thought for sure this story was going to be one of two things, is that either the couch had been stolen from somebody else, and that's why it was so cheap, or somebody died on it.
I thought the death. I was anticipating the death.
Now, would you rather have that?
I wouldn't know, because I don't want anybody's couch.
Hmm.
But if I have to pick.
You have to pick.
Yeah, apples. I'm taking the death.
You taking the death?
Huh. I'm taking the death.
Oh,
I'm taking the death.
Smell like grandpa. Just.
Hey, the couch smells like something else from the pineapples party.
Yeah, but you know, now it's a haunted
couch. Yeah.
Like, that's an extra level. At least my couch was used for joy. It's a happy couch.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Try and pick you up on a Monday. Monica will end with a story of milk triumph.
Okay.
Yes, for all of you milk lovers out there, because Monica claims to judge milk, Antoine.
That's a claim.
Yes, but we unearth that she is a milk lover.
That's what you say.
That's what I see. It's not what I say.
It's based
I can't remember the last time I had milk.
It's based off of the statements that you've made about said milk.
Yep. You like milk with ice cubes in it.
If I'm going to have it,
you
like
also have been known to drink buttermilk straight.
Yes.
Mm.
You have to really be a lover.
You have to. Buttermilk?
Buttermilk is
to
good.
To drink buttermilk. Mm-hmm. We're just saying that to do that.
I know.
It has to be in your heart of hearts.
One must really love milk.
Yeah.
Because that is a strong.
It's a little tangy.
That's a tangy milk right there.
Yeah.
But we need to get you picked up. So it was her 100th birthday. So what did she do for her 100th birthday? I'll play the clip, and then you try to figure out what did she do to celebrate her 100th birthday.
I have never done it, and I've done a lot of things in 100 years, so I thought I must do it while I can. It's scary.
Scary?
I wouldn't say it is.
Would you do it again?
No.
No?
No.
One and done?
Yes.
What'd she do?
I mean, a striptease, of course.
Okay. Zach
said,
almost
this
died.
This is my chance, you know.
Yeah.
Grandma still got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do one twirl, and she was one and done.
Yeah, okay, one and done. Well, Monica, I'm here to say...
Nope.
It's not the answer. Antoine?
I'm thinking it's something like thrill-seeking kind of thing.
You are correct.
I don't know why. I think maybe because it's spring, it's supposed to be warm, it's about to get hotter. I'm thinking something on the water. So I'm going to say swimming with sharks.
No. But you were at least in the neighborhood. It's something you've done. She went skydiving.
Oh,
yes.
Fun. And she said she'd only do it one time?
I'm amazed she lived. I mean, really. If you're 100 years old and
like
you
mid-air,
skydive.
You're just like, oof.
Yeah, I feel like that's just too much air for an old body
to take in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your lungs aren't prepared.
Your skin's not prepared. Like, it's just starting to, it's just loose.
Maybe it woke her back up. Like, she's going to live another 45
years.
It's
like a jump.
Yeah.
Jump to the heart.
Yeah, it's like a jump start. Uh-huh. It's like,
yes.
it fills you full of youthful air, and maybe it just blows your lungs.
One time, she's like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, yeah. So that was that. Okay. So this guy here, this becomes a question because he's been going viral and stuff. And he likes this. He works at McDonald's and he sings a lot and sings the orders. And I'm just impressed. I mean, in one of these clips, the whole restaurant is singing too. Now, this is Bruno Mars. I just picture Monica, you being in the McDonald's in this guy, but come on, everybody, look, sing.
Look, I just want to, you know, get my order of fries. I just want a small fry to go. I've had one guy sing to me at McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, hey, beautiful, da, da, da. And he just, I was like, is this some kind of prank or is this a TikTok? Am I part of a TikTok video?
You may have been.
I don't know, but I was like, here's my card. It's like, I don't know.
He didn't bring you joy?
I was thrown off. Caught me off guard.
Did you take his joy? Hey, why so many special orders? Why did you have to manipulate the menu? I had a song all ready for you, yeah, and now I can't sing it.
Yeah.
He's like, here you go, ma'am. Whatever.
I think as a customer, as a patron of a restaurant, I wouldn't mind, especially if they're singing the songs that we just played, songs that I know. Like, I'm going to come in there, I'm going to get hype, I'm going to get my food, and I'm going to leave. Mm-hmm. I couldn't work there. No. I couldn't work in a musical every day.
And you know, everyone's like, it must be so much fun working with Antoine. It has.
I could see Antoine's face right now. Like, just walking by in the background, I could see you just.
Yep. Mm.
Like, it'd be fun, like, the first, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Sean, can we just the fries? I just need the fries, Sean. Like, dude, six feet.
Okay, Friday. You can do that on Fridays, okay? And the last 30 minutes before we're done working. But you can't it Tuesday at 8 a.m. when we're going to be here all day, Sean. I can't take it.
Yes.
Monica, you don't want to admit your love for milk, but it's okay. You know, we know deep down.
We all know the truth.
Right, exactly. And we had lots of people text in how much they loved milk. This guy's lack of milk almost killed him.
What?
So there you go. Milk would have been the life-saving liquid that he needed.
Milk?
Yeah, because cereal punctured his lung.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, this dude was talking about how when he was a kid, he said he doesn't like cereal with milk because it makes it too soggy. So he would just eat a bowl of cereal dry. And he was eating these honey stars.
Okay.
Which I guess are like honeycomb, but they're star-shaped. Yeah. Some sort of British cereal going on here. And said he was eating them too fast and he inhaled a piece and it punctured his lung. Yes! And he could have been saved by milk.
Yeah.
Monica's favorite liquid of choice, milk, would have saved him
here.
Just
a little bit of milk.
If nothing else, it puts me in a better mood because with Monica being a lover of milk, I know that this would never happen to you.
No.
So I'm excited for you to enjoy your cereal,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have to worry about you being punctured.
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm good.
And I do find, Antoine, that when Monica enjoys her big milky cereal.
Ooh.
Yes.
She also enjoys taking big gulps of air. So this will help her.
It will save my life. That man needs to switch over to Fruity Pebbles.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles are somehow, they defy all explanations of science. Because Fruity Pebbles somehow manage to get soggy without milk.
Yeah.
It's a paste.
The air. It's the air.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by lightning bolts.
Now it's the fastest 15 seconds on radio. Antoine versus Monica in the game. You can text in now and guess who you think will win. Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica? To the number 52353. Somebody from the winner pile is going to get a pair of tickets to the Cocktail Classic. This is going on at the Preserve at Crooked Run in Fincastle next Saturday. Yeah, next Saturday, the 21st. It is an unparalleled celebration of local craft spirits, y'all. There is no parallel.
No parallel.
Can't do it. Unbelievable food.
Boy, I'll take that.
I can't even believe that it's there.
This is shocking on all levels. This is going to be cool. The live music, a dueling pianos, an auction.
I love that.
So much going on. Proceeds are going to benefit Center in the Square with Big Lick Entertainment. So definitely worth checking out. If you want to get more info on tickets, you can go to thecocktailclassic.com or just text in now to 52353. It's Antoine. It's Monica in the game. And Monica is already halfway out the door. She is heading to the soundproof chamber. You got a meeting booked in there or something? Is that what this is?
Her schedule.
Yep. Heading on out. So, Antoine, you will go first in round one. We send her out so she cannot hear the category or the answers or anything like that. And everything carries over. So both rounds matter. Mother's Day yesterday, as we all know. So let's just rattle off some terrible Mother's Day gifts you should not have given yesterday. 15 seconds and go.
Just a card, something that was homemade. How about some dishes, a vacuum cleaner, a broom, a hug, nothing. How about a song? You wrote a song. Your kids write poetry.
Can you sing me a quick clip of the Mother's Day song that you wrote?
Mother, you spanked me and my brother.
Yeah.
That was how it started.
Like it. That's good. That's good.
She was not a fan.
No.
No.
Nope. You know what? I'll accept all of your answers just because, and also because some of them would be perfectly fine when accompanied by anything else. But you can't just give your mother
exactly
like the hug.
And I don't think you could ever give a vacuum.
No.
For Mother's Day.
Nope.
I think that's terrible on its own.
Even if they ask,
no.
You shouldn't give them a vacuum.
No.
Unless you put like $1,000 inside the vacuum.
And it starts shooting out when they turn the vacuum
or
on.
Or it's a homemade vacuum that was just made with love.
All right, let's get Monica back in. Come on back.
Hanging out in the soundproof chamber, just lounging. Antoine got 8 in this first category. Let's see if you can do any better. So the category, you know, Mother's Day being yesterday and all that stuff. We're just going with terrible Mother's Day gifts that you should not have given yesterday. 15 seconds and go.
Okay, kitchen appliances. Let's see, gym memberships. Let's see, rinky dink gifts.
Okay.
Let's see, used gifts. Let's see, you'll probably give like nails, needle and thread, sewing machine.
I'll accept those, and I'll accept nails, whether they be the fake ones that go on your hands or the ones that you would hammer into a wall.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of nails.
They'd be a terrible gift. Yeah. I mean, you could really just... A potato would be a terrible gift for Mother's Day. 7 right there. So decent, but you're still down by 1.
All right.
So you're going to head on out again to the soundproof chamber.
It's close, though.
It is. It's very close. She shoots out the door. Okay. Today, they always have these, the goofy, it's National blah, blah, blah
yes.
day. So this is a dorky one. It is National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Lost Sock Memorial Day. May they all rest in peace.
Yeah, which, you know, if you're like me and you just, I have so many orphan socks. I don't know where the other ones go.
You just got to donate them.
I guess. To what? To one-legged people?
Yes. They.
I need to donate them all to the one-legged homeless shelter.
There
Do they
go.
Have one of those? So, Lost Sock Memorial Day. So, let's go with things that you always seem to lose or can never find. 15 seconds and go!
Your socks, the remote, chapstick, your lighter, your license, your wallet, your debit card, your mind, your friendships, your love, the plane to Malaria, wherever it was, Malaysia. How about your gas card?
The plane to Malaria.
It's Malaysia, guys. They got malaria. But they were on their way to Malaysia.
You know, I'm going to not give you that one because that's not something that you always seem to lose. They lost
somebody
a plane.
Somebody lost it.
Yeah, somebody lost a whole plane.
I was tracking it on my flight app.
But I will give you, you know, all of the other ones. Malaria.
That's a place, guys.
All right, so I gave you 10.
All right.
You have 10. So you have 18. Monica would need 11.
Here we go.
It's all inclusive when you go to malaria.
It is.
Everything you need is right there for you.
Yeah, it's a memorable trip, I can tell you that much. Welcome back. Antoine got 10 in this category. I think it can be done if you get in the zone.
Souvenirs, not optional.
Yeah, so if you can get in the zone here, you need to get 11 to win. Today is National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're supposed to celebrate the lost socks, the ones you can never find, and you got your one, and you pour some out for your other sock homie, all that different stuff. So we're going with things that you always seem to lose or can never find. 15 seconds and go.
Okay, your keys, your car, your buggy. Let's see, you can't find food. I lose the kids. No. maybe you can't find your husband, your wife. You know, y'all lose them in the store. And you can't find your way. Life.
I did some of those.
Correct answers. Any of those. Well, Monica, you needed 11. I generously gave you, I don't know, like 7 or 8.
It didn't really matter. Okay, it didn't
congratulations, Antoine. And it was even despite the fact that I did not give Antoine his guess of planes to malaria. That was his guess.
I meant to say Malaysia, which I did. I did malaria. End up correcting myself.
I was like, that's the mosquitoes,
I corrected myself.
Right?
Yes, the plane to Mosquitoville.
Yeah.
Nor did I give him the plane to Malaysia because I felt like he didn't lose it.
I felt like
they lost it. Uh-huh. So that didn't count.
But I said like chapstick, the remote control.
You could have said socks, which was...
Oh, no. Did you say
something? Handed to you.
I definitely said something.
Antoine did.
It was the category.
Right. Monica didn't, though. You know what? Monica hates help. She's like, don't you try to help me.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
It's an interesting trend that I guess some people they're retiring and they're trying to retire to cruise ships.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a new trend of people that... They're not like doing it for their entire lives, but they're going on these really long cruises or back-to-back cruises to sort of be retired on the cruise ship.
Okay. I've never been on a cruise, but I've heard the people that I've talked to, they enjoyed it.
People who love cruises.
Like, they really do. And yeah. I could see them doing, like, back to back to back, like, three in a row.
Yeah, and I guess if you hop from cruise to cruise, you can rack up discounts that can get the price to about $100 a day. Which, if you want to start doing the math on them being all-inclusive, and really, I mean, it's a retirement community, because you say... all-inclusive living environment with organized events, a community of like-minded travelers, and a decent level of medical care. Like, they're in a nursing home.
Okay.
On water.
Now, Antoine, you've been on a cruise before, right?
So yes.
And what's the best part?
The bar.
Okay. I like it. The alcohol. I like it.
I would do something like this. What I would need, though, like, I would need a week's day's worth of cruise, and then I would need, like, 2 days for them to clean it down.
Okay.
Wipe it down, and then I'll get back on the boat. Like, okay. I just couldn't imagine doing, like, a month in a row. Because then if somebody gets sick, everybody's sick for the entire month.
Oh, I thought you were saying someone dies, like, you know, retirement cruise. I'm like,
well,
imagine,
you know, there's that
occasionally.
Too.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility as
well. Well, I think you were going to say wipe it down after that. And
vomit.
Why don't we just, you know, we're not branding this properly since people are so excited about this and they're doing these really long cruises. Like, some of them go, like, around the world and stuff. We just start the Heaven Cruise.
Oh.
So it's the cruise to heaven.
It's the cruise to heaven.
So you stay on the boat until.
Right,
it's your time to go.
And then when it is your time to go and you've expired, we put you in this little catapult thing and we shoot you to Jesus.
Oh, so I figure you do like the Vikings and just, you know, everyone just get together and make a little raft, sit the body on there and just watch them sail away.
Wow. Yeah, or that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Your choice.
It's an activity.
The Pick Me Up Monday is an activity.
Number two.
Have fun on your cruise to heaven. All right, bye. Hey. See you later. You know what's funny about this dude is... So he's kind of got dad bod.
Okay.
And he got a full set of abs tattooed on his stomach.
No, he didn't.
It doesn't look that bad.
All right.
Check this guy out. Look at him.
All right. It doesn't look that bad.
It could look worse.
Yeah.
It could look worse.
Yeah. Now, I should point out, because you have a black and white picture of this, the skin tone is all wrong. So it kind of looks like he has Iron Man's abs is really the color. But still,
that is
funny. Looks like he has Iron Man's abs.
I'm showing Monica a colored picture of it.
It ain't bad.
It's not bad.
No,
it's
really
not
isn't.
Bad at all.
Like, if you just flash it, like, he can't go shirtless.
Yeah.
But, like, if he's out at the club, like, he could just throw a shirt real quick. Bang, bang.
You're like, right? Oh.
Because you do wonder, too. Like, he pulls his shirt up so you can see it, but... does this tattoo go all the way
up? Where does it stop at?
Does it stop at the nipple line? that's where things get unusual right there.
Boy,
you meet this guy at a club, he takes his shirt and be like, what in the world? What is going on here? But yeah, they don't look that bad.
Number one.
This has been trending like crazy, and people are all over these parents because you see the thing, they let a six-year-old run a marathon?
No.
Yeah, they let a six-year-old run a marathon. So this happened in Kentucky, and you're supposed to be 18, and the organizers of the race say that they didn't even know this was going on. Like, they kind of snuck the kid out there. But it's this whole family that, of course, have a YouTube channel.
Obviously.
And they have six kids. And they all run. So they made their six-year-old son run a complete and full marathon. 26.2 miles. And people are furious.
Ugh. What kind of time did he get, though?
8 hours and 35 minutes, so not very good.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But,
his poor legs.
Well, yeah. And listen to this kid, too.
Some of the training was, like, hard.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hard?
I falled.
Oh, he falls.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he was going to be able to do it. To watch his little body, it's pretty mind-blowing. Body. Nothing we do is illegal. Nothing hurts anyone else.
Yes, it does.
I feel like it hurt him.
Yeah. You're still in that child's heartbeats. I think we have a certain amount of heartbeats, I've heard. I think science, somewhere. You got to Google it.
Science!
So as we run, you're taking away your heartbeats.
I kind of like that.
I like how Antoine's typing up. He is, look up. We're losing our heartbeats every time we run a marathon.
Monica did say Google it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, marathon is one for me. Look, if some people love doing those things, and I guess it's to say.
Good for them. Good, if you like it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. But then to make a six-year-old do it, that's a lot right there.
The thing I Googled, do we have a certain amount of heartbeats? First off, let's put it on the record. I knew that we didn't before I looked this up. But it did give a very philosophical question. You don't die because you run out of heartbeats. You run out of heartbeats because you die. Like, that was deep right
because
there.
Because you ran out of heartbeats. Yeah. Like a certain amount of them. I think everybody got. I'm with you, Monica. I think everybody's got. They got a heartbeat clock. We're not allowed to see it, but there is a counter on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's, you know, they got different times on there.
And it's counting down.
Yeah. And so yours, again.
Out there running.
You run some marathons.
Like, patter, patter, patter,
it's like ding, 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 ding. It keeps going the other way because it is. It's a pitter patter right there.
Time for the retirement cruise. The heaven cruise. I'm sorry.
Yep. The cruise to heaven.
Cruise to heaven.
Coraline shout out.
Text it to 52353. We'll pick somebody who'll go to the WWE. I was going to say the WWE game. Like, that's a game. Like, you'll go to the WWE game on Sunday.
To the exhibition.
Yes, yes, of course. So it is at the Bergamo Center on Sunday. So we got a 4-pack of tickets to that. You can text in to 52353. Like, Carline, shout out to Allison Snowville Elementary. Have a great Monday. We have Hadley, Coulter, and their dad. This says, don't have a great day.
Don't.
No, wait, I'm sorry. I screwed that up. Ah, man. Just, I'm leaving. I'm done.
What? No,
I
gotta
do
no.
it again. To Hadley, Coulter, and their dad, don't have a good day. Have a great day!
Oh.
Okay. I screwed it up. There we go. Like, I'm like Michael Scott.
I like, wait, what?
Oh, my God. Shout out to Ms. Bailey for being an awesome teacher. From somebody.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to Ms. Bailey. Does it say the school?
No.
Just
they should have put their
name
in just to be able to suck up to Ms. Bailey.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she'll have to figure it out herself. Let's see. Shout out both my sons, Hunter and Curtis. I hope y'all have a fabulous Monday morning. Love you with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the rest of the family is like, well, what? All? Just for the two of
them?
I know.
Like, oh, what
the cat?
Yeah.
and a special shout out to my oldest for starting his first year of SOLs this week. Yeah, it's okay. SOLs. Yeah.
So that's neither Hunter nor Curtis, I'm guessing. I'm really confused.
I am too. Oh,
who's getting love here today?
Maybe it is the oldest of those two.
Okay.
Or the third kid who gets none of her heart.
But he gets SOLs.
He does. Congratulations. Aiden and Kaylee, shout out to them for rocking this school year. We have Carline shout outs to David and Caden in fifth and third grade, Mountain View Elementary. Only a few more weeks of school left. You got this. Have a good day. That's from Mom. Paige Smith, have a good day. Central Elementary Pre-K. Layla and Lexus. Text to 52353. Shout out to my son, Camden Matthews. He has SOLs today, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is come home with an A or don't come home at all. I might have added
that.
Dad. I'm like, refresh,
wow.
Refresh.
No, I'll put that one in. Okay. Okay. Hunter is the oldest, according to the text.
All right. Good luck with the SOLs, Hunter.
Yep. Carline, shout out. Have a great day. Braden, love you. Man, SOLs is...
When I was in high school, that's when they started. So, like, the first time I had to take SOLs, they didn't really count. It was more so like we were the guinea pigs to see which your scores would be, et cetera, et cetera.
And then, of course, we get into what I like to call the lame duck month of school around here, where I've already been told. But my daughter suggested, most of our grades are already in. I'm like, but
they're done. They're ready to wrap it up.
It's May. She said, we do have to finish watching The Hunger Games. I'm like, oh!
Life skills. They are learning life skills.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my teachers out there. You are teaching them life skills right now.
Yeah. As we continue with Carline shout outs, just a few more. You can text in to 52353 as your little boogers get ready for school. Whatever, or daycare, or whatever. Carline, shout out, have a good day, Gabe. That is love, Sissy. We have Molly Fulcher, Brookville High. Have a fabulous day, sweet girl. Jason at William Byrd says, congratulations to those seniors not taking the SOLs.
Hmm. Oh.
I wonder how you opt out of that one, sir.
I don't know. Hunt, do they, maybe it's a senior you're done? Like, is it only when you're a junior and...
I guess.
I don't know. Maybe Jason has just figured out how to cheat the system. That's what it is. Hunter, Logan, and Lucas, Garden City. Lucas will be 7 on Thursday. Happy birthday. Carline, shout out. Have a great day. Braden, love you. Let's see. Good morning. Shout out to my baby, Mateo, pre-K at Morningside Elementary. Shout out to Miss Huffman's third grade class at Millboro Elementary. Carline, shout out to Natalie Ferris, Chesterfield High, 10th grade. She loves to do her hair and nails and makeup.
Okay.
Aww.
That's cool. Alexis True Love Bratcher, Penn Forest Elementary, 4th grade, here with her Uncle B, jamming out to the best, dancing, singing, and hanging with the family.
Okay.
There we go.
Shout out to Uncle B.
Yeah, we like that. So Carline shout outs every Monday. You can text them in to 52353. We'll pick somebody here shortly and give them those WWE tickets. But now we get into the hot seat.
Time to make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat. Hot seat.
We like to grill each other, ask each other random questions. Coming up in a minute, Antoine has some question about our voices.
Yes.
So la, I wonder la, if it's, is it something like, what do we think about our voices? Are we getting new voices?
We have to compare our voices to something else that we enjoy.
Okay. Interesting. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Monica says she has a question about text messaging. So
yes,
what
I do.
Is that?
Okay. So if you could text someone without that person ever knowing it was you, who would you text and what would the message be?
So I can just text
just
anybody.
A random person.
They don't know it's me.
They would not know.
Like anybody on earth.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Is it only one text or do I get to text them all the time?
Just the one text.
Just one text?
And it comes from an unknown number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because if it was messing with someone, I'd text Putin, mess with him all the time, you know, something like that. But if I only get one text.
Yeah.
All right, I am texting Zach.
Okay.
And I'm going to text Zach that says, hey, don't forget about our meeting tomorrow. And that's going to be the text. That's it. There's no time. There's no place. He doesn't know who it's from. He's just going to have to rack his brain.
You're going to go crazy.
What? Yeah.
You're going to lose your mind.
You're welcome, Zach.
Fine. You know what?
That was a good answer, though. Admit that was a good answer first.
Because he's thinking, did I receive that text already?
Wait, did you text me yesterday? Did you do this? What happened here? Well, fine.
Wow.
I'm texting Will Smith.
No, hey. Why do you have to bring him into this?
Oh.
Because I'm going to text him and say, Antoine Terrell, host of the K92 Morning Thang, thinks you suck. Signed, Antoine Terrell, host of the K92 Morning Thang.
Well, I think right there, you may have created a friendship because he'll find Antoine Terrell and be like, and Antoine's like, well, I didn't say that. I don't know what's going on. And then they start talking and next thing you know, they're buddies.
Or P.S. Chris Rock forever.
Oh, well, then you shut it down. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And if you look at me funny, I'll text the same thing to LeBron.
Oh. You only get one. You only get one text.
Pass it along to LeBron.
It's a group text.
Yeah. Yep. I'm doing a group text with Jay-Z, LeBron, and Will Smith. And it's just going to say, y'all suck. Signed, Antoine Terrell. We continue in the hot seat. What are you doing to our voices, Antoine?
I'm not, excuse me. I'm not changing our voices.
Okay.
Because we talk about our voices all the time, like especially like, when I do the voice to do the gas signals, I'm not even doing a voice. It's my voice.
Uh-huh.
It's just
a different
Terrell, version of
my
it.
Voice. It's a different version of my voice.
But I'm just curious. If our voice was an alcohol, what kind of alcohol would our voice be? And I think this is a great question for Monica, but Zach, I would love for you to chime in too.
Okay.
So like Monica, my voice right now, what kind of alcohol would it be? Same thing with Zach.
Okay, your voice right now. What kind of alcohol?
My voice right now.
Do I need to keep talking?
Yeah, you need to
Are
keep talking.
Are there things I
Go
need
ahead.
To say?
Yeah. Talk about your lunch yesterday. What you had
lunch
for dinner.
Yesterday. Well, yesterday I was at the Salem Red Sox game.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Philly cheesesteak from the Texas Grill. It was very delicious. I actually wanted two of them.
He's rum.
You think rum?
I hear rum.
No. Zach hears rum?
I hear rum because he's trying to be all sweet, and then he gives me a stomachache at the end of it. So he's totally rum. That's what it is.
So you go rum?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you hear, Monica?
I think you're a whiskey.
Okay. I'll take that.
I think a whiskey.
Good old whiskey.
Or which one is it that everyone was buying, like the
Crown Royal
the Crown
Peach?
Crown Royal. Yeah, the peach.
Yeah, because you can't be regular whiskey because that voice is too smooth and regular whiskey hurts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's sweetness to it.
There's no pain over here.
Crown peach
no pain.
Is what it is.
Yes, that's what it is.
I like it.
What's
like
mine
it.
Then, Monica?
Okay, you gotta keep talking. What did you have for dinner? You had a burger.
Yesterday I had a brunch burger for Mother's Day, and then we had mushroom lasagna for dinner. Skillet mushroom lasagna. Put it in that skillet, and it was like a cream sauce and stuff.
Okay, I think you are what you drink. You're a gin.
You think so?
A gin?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one because my voice is kind of abrasively nasally, and a lot of people, they don't like the pininess of gin. It's just, it's
you
too
are
many.
Gin.
I'm too
you
many
are what you drink.
Too many botanicals. I am what I drink. Look at me.
All right, we need to do Monica.
Uh-oh.
So Monica, keep talking. Zach, you are more professional here than I am, so please.
Well, I broke my jaw yesterday while eating a rice cake.
Yeah, Jaeger.
Jaeger?
Yep.
No!
Jaeger.
No,
you're a Jaeger.
A Jaeger.
You're Jaeger. It was a bad idea from the start.
I like it.
So
all right.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Man, you go on vacation,
uh-huh.
And you come home. Like, you want to come home to the house you left.
Yes.
And it stinks if you don't. hear those stories. Sometimes someone has like a pipe burst.
Yes.
While they're on vacation and you come home.
That sucks.
How about this? If you come home and you have hundreds of birds in your house.
Oh, no.
I know.
They just pooped everywhere, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. They came down the chimney.
There were birds flying everywhere. I mean, it was crazy. We were ducking and dodging. I was grabbing a handful of birds. I grabbed maybe three of them, or three or so at a time. Can't get all that bird stuff out of the furniture. So all of the furniture is gone, all of the carpet is gone, the blinds are gone, everything.
Man.
Yeah.
The house is gone. I'm done.
The house is gone.
It's a wrap.
I had to get ServPro to come in.
But
I mean, you can't, the furniture's gone. I mean, that's going to Facebook Marketplace. That's a callback if you were listening way earlier in the show.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Does it matter what kind of birds they are?
Yeah.
Like, is there a certain type of bird? I was going to say breed. I don't know if that's the right word. Is there a certain type of bird that you would prefer?
A little red bird, a little blue jay.
But it's 100 of them, whatever it is. Yeah. It's still 100.
Yeah, if it's a crow, I'm like, this is cursed.
Oh, Lord, one crow would be enough for me.
Like,
if I came home and there was a crow in my house, I'd be like, I'm moving.
If I came home and there was an owl and his head just spun around and looked at me, I'm closing the door. I'm never coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to, Antoine, really, there is no correct answer to your question, but I'm going to go with hummingbird just for the smallness.
Oh, yeah, like a hummingbird.
Catch them in your hand.
Yeah. That's all. Just over there. They all just fly out. They're tiny poops,
at goodness. Least. Yeah, I have a girl. She moved. She decided, during the pandemic, first of all, it made a lot of people just react and say, I want to live life. I'm just going to do whatever. Mm-hmm. Do whatever I want to do. Knock it off the bucket list. Whatever. Well, she decided to move to Ireland on a whim during the pandemic.
Okay.
She said, I wouldn't recommend it. She said it was a terrible idea. It's like, bless her heart.
I could see there'd be drawbacks.
Yeah. She said she moved there just because.
Right.
And when she got there, she realized she did not like it. She said traveling and trying to get around the city, it sucked for her. She said traveling was
almost like she didn't plan this out.
She said, as painful as pulling teeth trying to travel.
You definitely can't do that in a place that you haven't spent a good amount of time where everything's different. All the cultures.
I feel
different.
Like we should be able to line up all the people that said they were going to do ... until the pandemic was over.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, last I checked, kind of still in it. So what happened to these people that were like, I'm going to get a tattoo every day, or I'm going to sing a song every night.
Now you can text in if you
want
to.
Where you at right now?
Yeah. She said also the heavy drinking culture. She said that was unpleasant.
Okay.
She said it's just very repetitive.
Had she ever heard of Ireland before she went?
I don't think so.
It is hilarious that she's like, yeah.
She threw a dart.
High cost of eating out there, yes.
I think she did.
She threw a dart at a map, and that's where I landed. She's like, I'm going here.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Yeah. Afghanistan sounds like a great idea. Let's go ahead and do this. Oops, do not recommend.
No.
It's almost as if sometimes these whims of ours are just not a good idea.
Mm-mm. K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Yesterday was Mother's Day.
What?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I got to go. All right, I'll see y'all. Never mind.
We all had a great time. I enjoyed Mother's Day.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What'd you guys do?
We cooked out. We had dinner, on Saturday night, and then we grilled out on Sunday.
Wow.
Okay. So,
nice.
So you sent your husband out into the cold tundra to grill yesterday?
Yeah, he did that.
Was it steaks? Or
yep.
Is it, okay.
Ribeyes.
Very nice.
For the mothers.
Ah, look at that. And then because he's not a mother, he gets cube steak, right? Is that how that works? Should be.
No.
He can have a ribeye on Father's Day.
Because Monica's not going to get a cube steak on Father's Day.
That's right. She's getting tofu.
Tofu, but not
tofurkey.
J-Lo, she didn't have any kind of tofu.
No.
She had a ribeye.
Well, she
celebrated by posting a video on IG, on Instagram. It was like a Bennifer throwback video.
It was. They were at some basketball game 20 years ago,
yeah.
And it was on Mother's Day, and it was the two of them all fresh-faced and shiny.
Yeah, so it was
smiling
really cute,
at each
so
other.
You can still go to her page and check that video out.
Very cool.
Really sweet.
Number 2.
So the Family Matters mom said Urk will try to fight her own in real life.
Come on.
And I believe it. So
Jaleel White.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, and the actress who played Harriet Winslow, she said that Jaleel, he tried to fight her on set because he threw a fit over not being allowed to do something he wanted to do.
Okay, so this was back then. So then he was just like a kid. So then, you can't fight Urkel.
No.
Even though you know that she could totally take him.
Yeah, you can't do it. But she said that he was, I guess, a little jerk, Jaleel. And he also, what was it, a few years ago, he punched somebody in a boob. Remember that?
I had forgotten.
Yeah. So,
Urkel's an interesting one because, I mean, he was the star of that show. And you could totally see the influence of that as the years went by when he demanded that he have that cool alter ego. You know that came from his people. Saying, look, he don't want to be Urkel anymore. He's growing up and he wants to be cool. So you're going to have to make him Urkel.
He's been known to throw some fits.
And it was always awkward because he was never supposed to be on the show for more than one episode.
That's right.
But he came on the show. He tested well. Like, the audience loved the character, Steve Urkel. So then the whole show, everything that was originally planned got scrapped so that it could center around his character.
I had no idea he was only supposed to be on for one.
Yeah. But let's be honest. If he wasn't, the show would have only lasted two episodes.
Exactly.
So the only thing, he saved it, Urkel.
Number one.
Pete Davidson. Bless his heart. I was talking about him over the weekend, too, with some girlfriends, and we were all in agreement that, you know what, we like him.
Okay.
Yeah, he just seems like a real dude, just a genuine person.
The circle of girls just talking about Pete Davidson, Antoine. That's what they do.
And that's what that's why some people either hate him because, you know, he's that lovable, I guess, right now. Well, Pete Davidson, he brought up Kanye.
Yeah, I would say Kanye is actually the only person I've met that hates Pete Davidson. I haven't heard from any. No one else has said, God, I hate Pete Davidson.
I feel like more people are just indifferent about him. Like, Pete Davidson, he exists.
Yeah.
Doesn't get in my way.
He has a Netflix special, and he had a little section where he kind of went after Kanye a little bit.
Does anybody else secretly hope that, like, Kanye pulls, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire? I come home one day, and they're like, this is the new housekeeper. And he's like, what's up, Bam?
I mean, that would be funny.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Yeah,
he would do it. I can see him doing it.
Oh, yeah. Kanye totally would do that.
Let's start the Eliminator.
Today in the Eliminator, whether you like it or not, we are going to sit here and talk about delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You better enjoy, Antoine.
You're going to make me hungry.
Yes. Yeah, that is the one downfall about talking about delicious food.
Because this is the time of the morning where my stomach starts to growl a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going to happen when we start talking about
this. It's going to be a lion's roar by the time we get to the end of it, because this month is National Barbecue Month.
Uh-huh.
Some of the most delicious food on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing the top 12 barbecue food. So this is true barbecue. Talking about smoking meats and stuff like that.
Okay.
Real barbecue type places. And this is mains and sides. So we have mains and sides, but there are no desserts or I guess, is there a barbecue drink?
I hope not.
No.
Sprite.
Thick straw is where I was trying to go with that.
They're like, man, I love me a smoked Sprite. It's just so wonderful. So it's the top 12 barbecue foods. We'll go back and forth. And if you get one right in the game, then you stay alive. We'll give you a little. And if you don't, we'll give you a little. And three strikes, you are out in the game. Monica Brooks.
Round one.
Why don't you do us the honors of giving us something on this list of the top 12 true barbecue foods.
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody loves some pulled pork.
Yeah.
Put in a sandwich, smoking that butt.
So good.
Mm. Yeah, pulled pork is great too because you actually make barbecue. It is really hard to screw it up, man.
Yeah.
Put meat on grill, take meat off eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And that's where you can go over a little if you need to, just don't go under. All right, Antoine, what say ye?
How about smoked wings?
Smoked wings.
Some wings.
Yes. That is number seven, and just so you know, we put that in the all chicken category.
Okay.
So all chicken, including wings and any other part, and pulled chicken and a whole chicken and a chicken drumstick and all that stuff is all in there at number seven as we continue to talk about the best barbecue foods. You could text in your favorite if you want to 52353. Monica.
Ribs.
Ribs is number one.
Sometimes answer. I get mad at ribs, though. I feel like I don't have enough meat on the bone.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just eating it so hard that it's just like, man, I'm out of ribs. I need more ribs.
Yeah. I think it's because they're delicious.
Yeah.
And messy. Really messy.
So messy.
And pricey, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to enjoy that whole thing. You got to start getting spare ribs because they got more meat on them. Those baby backs are too small.
Yeah.
I mean, spare rib. So that is the number one answer. Mm. Antoine?
All right, let's slide over to the sides. How about baked beans?
How about baked beans?
You know, baked beans.
Baked beans. Number eight. Top barbecue foods, mains and sides. That's all we're talking about. Real barbecue. Talking eating off a newspaper. That kind of thing.
Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese is number two. Monica has delivered 1, 2, and 3 so far in this game. Antoine has delivered 7 and 8. Can he deliver 9 right now?
Brisket.
Brisket is Oh, man. Number four. How dare you?
Jump back up the other
How dare you go back in the other direction? We wanted number nine. Yeah, it's on there, too. No strikes so far. Mm. Mains and sides, baby.
Burgers. You put a burger on there? Yeah.
You put a burger on there? No, you don't put a burger on there. I'm so sorry. That is not on the list.
All right. Let's. How about coleslaw?
Coleslaw is... That's definitely a barbecue food, but it did not make the top 12, probably because Monica gave it such a low score, it got dropped out.
You can't bring it up.
Right. She mocked it so hard, it fell out of the top 12. So, sorry, that is not on there. A strike for each of you. We continue. You have numbers 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12. The best barbecue foods. True barbecue.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Oh, I didn't even write that one down.
Is number 12.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the potato salad. Especially sometimes you get smoked a potato and everything. Yeah, that's good. All right, Antoine, what say ye?
How about Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts is... sorry.
I
loved me some fried Brussels, that kind of thing for sure, but it was not on the top 12.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, when I'm looking at the list, I don't see it ranking higher than any of these that are left on the list. I will say that.
Okay.
All right, Monica, you have one strike. Antoine, you have two strikes. Monica Brooks,
I'm
what do you
say? Steak.
Steak?
Yeah.
No, sorry. No. See, that's sort of like burgers.
It's it just, is.
It's like, that's it is. Putting it on the grill, but it doesn't really get that associated with smoked barbecue, that sort of thing. So it all comes down to this. Now, both of y'all got two strikes. You need something to stay alive.
All right, how about cornbread?
Cornbread is...
Okay. Oh,
number
bread.
Nine.
Love cornbread.
Yeah, cornbread, yeah, me too.
I love cornbread.
And cornbread I rank above Brussels.
I like Brussels,
but cornbread all day long. All right, Monica, you need one to stay alive. You got number 5, 6, 10, 11.
Oh, gosh, I was thinking what else? Cornbread. I'm going collard greens.
Collard greens is... Number 5! There you go. Yeah, collards. Any of those greens. Yeah. So whatever you want to call it, it's the barbecue greens. So now you have number 6, 10, and 11. Antoine, you need this to stay alive.
I know when I go to a barbecue restaurant, I usually get, as an appetizer or whatever, some hush puppies.
Hush puppies is... Number 10.
Whoa,
the game continues.
So are you, Monica.
There's only two left.
I don't have anything left on my list.
Yeah,
I don't have any more foods.
There's two out there. Well, obviously, because there's two out there.
Yes.
And again, I would say hush puppies are above the Brussels sprouts.
They are?
Yep.
What about barbecued burnt? I said this before, but the burnt bacon. The burnt ends.
The burnt ends, yes. Yeah.
That should be on there, high up.
It's bacon in that it's pork belly, which is what bacon is made from. That's how they do burnt ends. Get it right, you stay alive. Get it wrong, you're done. It is there, number 6. The burnt ends are awesome.
Yeah.
Love burnt ends.
I don't have anything else.
Well, there's only one left, so either you have it or you don't. It all comes down to this. Antoine, win or lose, number 11 is sitting there. Best barbecue foods. There is one you're missing, obviously, because it's number 11.
And there aren't any desserts,
mm-mm.
So we're just looking at regular food.
Mains and sides.
I mean, did cornbread take out all things bread? Because if not, I wouldn't put rolls on there.
Nah, it took out all things
bread. It took all things bread. All right, and then collard greens took out everything that was green.
What other colors are there?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. He gets it right, he wins. He gets it wrong, he loses.
He
loses! Okay.
I felt good about it.
Yeah.
I felt good about it. I was like, that's it.
Not bad. Okay. Not a bad guess.
All right.
But not in that top 12. The only one you missed at number 11, it was a main sausage.
Sausages,
all them links and everything, putting all that stuff inside it. So that, my friends, is a victory for Monica Brooks here in the
Congratulations.
Game.
Congratulations.
And now we're all starving. So we're just going to sit here and whine about it. We're hungry. See you eliminate more thing next. Food's great till it tries to kill you.
Yep.
That'll happen.
Murder food.
Goodness.
Jeez.
That'd take me down.
I know.
Yeah.
I would say you
stupid
were taking
food too.
It was a stupid food. And it's one that is, it has so many levels of danger to it.
Mm-hmm.
And no benefits.
No.
At all.
No.
There's nothing to like about a rice cake.
What's the point of it?
To kill?
Yeah.
You tell us. You're the one eating it.
Yeah, you know, like, he has a...
I told myself, I said...
What pushed you to do such a thing?
After Mother's Day dinner, I said, I want something else to eat.
What brought you to this lowly place?
No.
And I looked over at Jared and I said, I'm going to have me a rice cake. He said, well, you can go ahead and do that. No one else is going to eat a rice
cake.
That
is true.
And I bit down hard into that sucker, about broke my jaw. I said, okay, well, now my left side of my jaw is still sore. From a rice cake.
Ugh, rice cake.
It wasn't even that good. So
no.
It's not even good.
Rice cakes aren't good. There's no. And if you tell me there's a good rice cake, that's a lie. And it's only because it's been like dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, a sprinkle of cinnamon on it. It was like this.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Rice cakes have no benefit whatsoever because they're not good for you. They don't fill you up.
A lot of carbs still in it.
They hurt. Rice cake. Like they're hard.
Yeah.
They're a choking hazard.
Yes.
They're dry.
Dry.
Like a back road dry. Terrible.
Yeah, and try to take me out.
Like, who eats one of those and actually enjoys a rice cake? There's nobody.
There's probably somebody.
No, because anytime you ask somebody about it, like, hey, what are you eating? They will say rice cake, but then they will explain why. They're like, oh, I have a rice cake today. You know, I'm just trying to cut down on it.
What do you say that? Yeah.
Or I have a workout coming. Like, you never just say, hey, I got a rice cake today. Boom, boom. That's it.
Yeah.
It's never the case. It's never. You have to tell why.
And if you tell me, oh, it's good if you put peanut butter on it, for example, then it's the peanut butter that's good.
It's good when you do this to it.
Right. Because it ain't
when I alter it. Yeah, she's pretty when I close my eyes.
Oh.
She's gorgeous.
Well, he did.
That's a rice cake right there, guys.
Hey, rice cake. How you doing? He's not wrong.
Yeah, you are definitely right.
Remember when I almost died from soup? Remember when soup killed me?
Oh, yeah.
This is why I hate soup.
Because what happened with that? What was
hot soup lockjaw.
Oh.
Made my whole mouth lock up. I don't even
know. You've been talking junk about soup, though, so, you know.
Well, it's because it tried to kill me.
Sounds
okay?
Justified.
Exactly. I've come over to the side of how soup is not an actual meal, because, again, much like a rice cake, you have to add meals to it.
Exactly.
In order to make it look good. And it tried to kill me. Murder!
It was so hot. It just.
I don't even understand the science behind it, and maybe somebody who read a book can tell me, but I was making some kind of soup. I don't remember what it was. But it was hot. And I wanted to just sip on the broth for a second to see if it needed any more flavoring. And I don't know if it was the temperature of the hotness of the broth or the fact that it was leaning over the stove. So it was the steam or something that I just inhaled a weird way. But as I did, the soup went in my mouth and my entire jaw locked up. I couldn't move my jaw.
I don't like it. That is frightening.
That was Monica's ghost holding your mouth closed. You're going to enjoy this.
And my mouth wasn't
soup.
It wasn't like all the way closed. It was like, I could have opened like this and I couldn't move
that
it.
That is not funny.
And no, it isn't.
Spit it out.
Because it was scary because the broth was really hot. It was too hot, so it was burning my mouth, but I couldn't spit it out or swallow
my goodness.
It. And I ended up just kind of leaning forward to get it to drip out of my mouth.
See, I can't even laugh because I got my rice cake jaw sore.
Yeah, that's right. Good. You get what you deserve.
Oh, man, that's funny.
The only thing suckier than a rice cake is rice cake soup. How about that?
So out of the three of us, I'm the only one that's almost been killed by food that was actually delicious, that we enjoy. For me, it was a Dorito. It was a Dorito chip because
Monica
growing
had that
up
happened too. She'd go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because like growing up, like if we had like a big bag of Doritos, my mother would be like, "Hey, you and your brother, you got to share the Doritos."
Uh-huh. Yep.
And sometimes you'd forget that. So like I'm eating the Doritos, and my brother start coming over like, "Mom, he's not sharing." So what I did, I just took all the Doritos and just threw them in my mouth.
That's a savage.
It stabbed the top of my feel like there's still a hole in the roof of my mouth from when a Dorito.
Really dangerous.
So like now, if you watch me eat Doritos, it's one at a time and it's very carefully.
Use a fork and knife.
It's very like chopping it up.
That is the food, like for me, because I had to go to the hospital over a Dorito because I inhaled a Dorito and they had to check my throat and everything. And what's also dangerous? Calzones. I take my time if I eat a calzone. That cheese is too thick. I feel like I will just choke and I'll die on a
just
calzone.
Blockage.
Oh, that's right, didn't you? The ooze or something.
Yeah, it's like, yes, it's too much. It's like, it's so thick and delicious, but you choke. I was like, so I take my time with a calzone.
Y'all need to slow down.
We get excited.
Way too excited over there. Oh, Monica, look. You're not alone. There's somebody else who almost died by calzone. I got choked on a calzone when I was little because of all the cheese.
All that cheese.
It was so embarrassing trying to pull the cheese out of my throat in front of me.
You gotta be careful.
Oh, man.
Shoot.
It's It's fun laughing at other people died.
Oh, be careful.
Nerds the Candy tries to kill me religiously. And this person, because we were banging on rice cakes, because a rice cake tried to kill Monica, they say, I eat rice cakes all the time. But Antoine makes a good point. Like, his alarm goes off at 4 o'clock every morning, but it doesn't mean he likes it.
Exactly. It happens. I do it. I suffer through it.
Maybe that's the one person that really enjoys a rice cake. We don't believe that.
No. Silence is golden.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
How dare you? Boy, here's just another one for your mama to make you all worried about and tell you during a lightning storm. Because this person's toilet got blown up.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Now, they weren't sitting on it, fortunately.
Thankfully.
This is Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lightning struck this apartment complex, traveled through a vent, came out the ceiling of a bathroom. Look at that toilet.
Gah. Someone was sitting
looking
there
for somebody.
Yep.
That's a hell of a bidet.
That's it was
sitting on it. It would have cleaned everything out.
You vaporized that toilet. That's crazy. And now Mama has another one. Because Mama always said, you know, couldn't take a shower, couldn't get on the phone, couldn't
don't
do nothing. Couldn't stand near the window was another one that I got. Anybody else? Any other places?
Get away from the door.
The door?
Uh-huh.
I had to sit at my grandmother's house. I had to sit in the stairwell.
Yeah.
Because there weren't any windows or doors. Like, all of us, if it was like 8 of us in the house, we just had to be step on, step on, step.
And the sad thing was, it wasn't even raining.
Like, y'all sit up there and hush up.
They were like, what? But Grandma, it's not raining. Well, it is in Tulsa, so you better watch out. I thought this was kind of cool. So these volunteer firefighters, the first truck that they were in and used to use back in the 90s was up for auction. So they bought it and turned it into a beer truck.
That's dope.
Okay. With the taps and everything.
Like it.
And
that's cool.
They gave it a pun-larious name, Monica, because now they're the thirst responders.
I'm not mad at it.
No.
I like the shirt.
It's even on the side of the thing and everything.
So behind us is a 1991 E1 apparatus. We used to volunteer on it. We saw it on the auction block. Decided we wanted to pick it up before it went anywhere else and started just shooting ideas back and forth. Came up with a beer truck, mostly a tap truck. So we can do anything through here, not just beer or liquor. We can do multiple different beverages.
Fire truck is one of those ones. Like, if you had to drive around a non-traditional vehicle, I think I'd pick that one. Because that'd be cool. Like, pick up all your friends. They could be hanging off the back. Like fire truck.
And the ladder.
Right.
I just want to, if you pick me up, I just want to do the ladder. I want to sit in that side seat and do the ladder. You have to drive it. It's yours.
Allowed to do that. You don't have your license.
You're the driver.
You got a ladder license. You just hang there.
I'm
going
to go
to
ladder school.
You know, you go to an ambulance. Let's see what else we got here. I thought this was kind of interesting. And I didn't even think about this, but it makes total sense. There was somebody on TikTok, because people do this all the time. It's whatever their job is. And they'll tell you behind the scenes and blah, blah, blah. So she worked at a movie theater and she was talking about, you know, people think, oh, I can sneak food in because then I'm in the dark and no one will see anything, or we can be all, you know, couples and whatever.
Movie theater misconceptions. It's dark. They can't see what we're doing, even if they do have cameras. Wrong. They're infrared, so I can see everything that you're doing, whether you just snuck in food and drinks or if you're just actually trying to get it on, you will be kicked out.
Infrared.
Well,
which feels like a violation, but it's not. I don't know why.
It feels wrong.
Right.
But
how dare you capture me doing wrong things?
Yeah.
This. Fine, I'll leave.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.